The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Creed and public relations consultant Ellen Shulman.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Forum for Nonprofits. This is Ellen Shulman, and I'm very pleased to have one of my dearest friends here as a guest, Gail Butler. She's a vice president of corporate affairs for AutoNation, and most people know her as someone who is very devoted to so many different organizations in the community. But we're here today to talk about cancer. There are few people in this world that haven't been touched in one way or another by cancer. And Gail has a personal story about how she has been involved with melanoma, most specifically, and the American Cancer Society. So welcome, Gail.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And tell us your story about why melanoma is important to you right now.
Well, before anyone thinks that I've had melanoma, fortunately, I'm very fortunate I have not, but my dear friend Jane has. And this is a story about how we probably don't pay enough attention to our own health, and we worry about other people's lives instead of our own. Jane is a very giving, caring person. I've known her since 1983. We worked in the bank together, Landmark Bank, that became CNS Bank, that became Nations Bank, that became Bank of America, if anybody remembers that. And we worked for about 8 years together there. So we became very close. She knows my son, that sort of thing. And kind of a member of the family. And about 5 years ago, she had a little spot just above her right breast of melanoma. And it was taken out by a dermatologist whose name I will not name because I think she should have done more. But anyway, and Jane went back and got scanned every 6 months, as you're told to do if you have melanoma. She was never radiated. And nowhere in there did the doctor say, why don't we just scan you just for the heck of it in case one little cell got out. Well, they didn't do that. So fade out, last year we saw a bump on her eyelid, and there was a little bump on her back. And, you know, she'd been feeling tired, but she'd been so busy. Her mother was dying, and she was taking care of her mother, worrying about her mother's health, worrying about her family, and not particularly paying attention to herself. And we went in, I got her in to see a doctor, and sure enough, they took out the lumps, and they were stage 4 melanoma. Mm. Not only that, when the doctor sent her for a PET scan, it came back, and I saw it first, and I took a look at it, and I said, what am I looking at? What am I looking at here? Because it looked like a polka dot person. And she had so many tumors throughout her body and her fingers and her toes. I mean, how do you not feel that? But she didn't. And that's what's scary, and that's what everyone needs to know. You may not feel anything, but you should somehow be your own doctor. And if you've ever had melanoma, just a little thing taken off, you should be scanned somewhere in there. I mean, that's, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but if Jane had been scanned a year after she'd had the melanoma taken off, 2 years, 3 years, maybe even 4 years, they might have caught it in a different stage.
And tell us about your journey for researching melanoma and trying to find other people, other support groups. And you went to the Cancer Society. And
the American Cancer Society has been a very big help. And I would suggest anybody who is facing anything like this that you go there first. It's also a journey of finding doctors. And we went to Tampa, to the Moffitt Center. I took Jane to Massachusetts General, to Dr. Lawrence up there. And everybody had great ideas, so we took them. There's a thing called BRAF. If you have a certain cell mutation, cancer cell mutation, you can get on this BRAF. And she is still doing fairly well a year later. It cleared up almost all her tumors except, unfortunately, the ones in her brain and in her liver. So it is, it's a miracle that she's still here. And she has a wonderful attitude, but it's been a tough go. Sometimes the medicine can be worse than the cancer. And you just, they need a lot of support. American Cancer Society has groups that you can sit and talk to. Don't do it alone. Jane said an interesting thing. When they gave her the diagnosis, she said, okay, what can I do? And they said, well, if you do nothing, you know, you'll have 6 months. And she said, well, that's not an option. That's for people who don't have family or friends. And she knew right then that she had a whole lot of friends that loved her. Jane was, you know, head of junior league. She'd just been in the community, giving back to the community forever. So she knew she had great friends. She also knew she had a wonderful, wonderful family, very close-knit family, and that's so important. But if you don't, then you go to the American Cancer Society and you go to one of their support groups. But that was an interesting statement, and I've never forgotten that.
Now, for someone, let's say, who's newly diagnosed or has someone in their family, they go to the Cancer Society. Is there other resources out there for folks with melanoma, or is the Cancer Society the place to go?
It's the place to go. They can refer you to different centers around the country, probably. But, you know, there's Gilda's Club, too. I don't mean to. And they have support groups as well. I think that each hospital has its own support group. I know Holy Cross does. Mm-hmm. And they also have counselors, which spiritual counselors, which that's as important as anything when you're going through something like this. I think it has given my friend Jane more comfort. Not that she's overly religious, but she's always been a religious person. But I think now she has found a different kind of spiritual, meditative type thing that is helping her get through this,
during your period of time learning more about melanoma, mm-hmm. have you found that there are advances being made in melanoma research? Is there research being done into it? And are there people being trained to treat it more effectively?
This is what's fascinating. When we went up to Massachusetts General, they said, well, if you have this certain gene mutation, this cancer cell, you can get on this. It was just approved by the FDA, I guess, by the government. It came off trial. They have all kinds of trials going on everywhere, more than we know about, probably. But this one had just come off trial, and they said, we don't know if it will work or not. But they gave it to her, and it worked beautifully. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going to cure her, sadly, but it has certainly prolonged her life, and it has given her a certain quality of life. And they're watching her like a hawk because
they want to see if it works.
I tell you what, with her sisters and I, and we went in to see the first PET scan after we'd seen the bad PET scan, after she'd been on BRAF a while, and we all started crying because it looked like she was clear, you know, just almost clear. All those tumors were gone. Wow. And so there is hope. There's always hope.
And there's work being done out there to help them.
Absolutely.
Well, you're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today, we're speaking with folks who are involved with two special events, the Melanoma Moonwalk and the Full Moon Party. For more information on the American Cancer Society, as well as these events, please visit their website at cancer.org or call 954-200-7516. Let's take a break. And we'll be right back.
One of the most important skills any student can learn is how to study. I'm Andy Ford, president of the Florida Education Association and a classroom teacher. I've seen too many capable students struggle with classwork, homework, and tests simply because they didn't know how to study. Here are some ways you can help your child achieve lifelong study skills. Set specific times for study each day and stick to them. Make sure that notes, homework, and assignments for each subject are kept together. Each night, have your child make a few notes of what was discussed in class for each subject. Be consistent. Make sure that whatever study habits you work to create truly become habits, done at the same time, in the same way, every day. Working together, parents and teachers can make this a successful school year for every child in Florida.
A message from the Florida Education Association. Great public schools are a basic right for every child.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been speaking about the American Cancer Society, and I'm very happy to introduce Tracy Page. She's the Area Executive Director. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you very much.
So the American Cancer Society does so much for so many people. Give us a little overview of anybody here in South Florida, what the services you offer and what they can take advantage of.
Well, the American Cancer Society has been in existence for over 97 years, and some of the things that we do here, right here in Broward County, to help the Broward County patients and constituents is offer free wigs and prosthesis right out of our office on Commercial Boulevard. A lot of people don't know that that's one of the services that we offer. As women are going through chemotherapy, often one of the side effects is the loss of hair, and we have volunteers that are in the office that come twice a week that will help pick out just the perfect wig and style it for them. And for many, this is really cost prohibitive because wigs can be very expensive, so this is a free service that we offer, as well as prosthesis in the office. One of the things also that is the most important, obviously, is getting to your treatment. What good is all of this research that's done if you can't get to your treatment? And as you undergo perhaps radiation, where you've got a 6-week schedule of every day that you're going for treatment, it can become cumbersome for the family or yourself to drive to treatment. Well, that's one of the things we take care of as well. So we will arrange for you to be picked up, taken to your treatment, wait for you during your treatment, and then take you home. And what better thing is there to have, you know, somebody that really cares about you going through this with you? Because how awful would it be if you were, you know, having to take a taxi or a bus just to get to your treatment? And that's one of the things actually that I do as well. I'm a road driver, and the program is called Road to Recovery. And one of the most beautiful things I think that you can do for a patient.
So I know you have a personal story, and did that come about because of did you work for the American Cancer Society before, or is it just coincidence?
It's ironic. I've been with the American Cancer Society now for about a year and a half, and 7 months into my tenure, I too was diagnosed with breast cancer, which had I not been at the American Cancer Society, I think I would have been completely hysterical. But being here and knowing what has been done and the inroads that we've made towards research and recovery, I was somewhat calmer. But it did really give me a very bird's eye view at what a patient goes through from start to finish, and how the American Cancer Society impacts their lives.
You know, in speaking in our last segment about Gail's friend Jane, where Gail really suggested that folks contact the Cancer Society first when they hear about this. And you mentioned you have support groups and wigs and so on. Is there also just materials? You know, I think about how the disease has affected my family. And, you know, you just get hit in the head with this thing. And, you know, just making that phone call, what kind of information does someone expect to get on the other end?
We have a lot of information that's available both through our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-227-2345, our cancer.org website, or again back in our office on Commercial Boulevard. We have all sorts of pamphlets that cover any type of cancer that's out there. Our 1-800 number is staffed 24/7. So in the middle of the night, if you wake up with some obscure question, there is someone there that can answer that for you. So you're really never alone. And we also have people that will translate it into many different languages. So if English is not your first language, then we can still answer your question. In terms of support groups, we have support groups through most of the major hospitals here in Broward County, and they range from breast cancer support groups to Look Good, Feel Better, which is something specifically for women. As they're going through treatment, oftentimes their skin tone changes, their makeup doesn't go on as it once did, the color maybe it might have been pink, now it's a little browner. We help you with that. We give over $200 of makeup and makeup lessons and techniques. So you really, again, get to see a woman who goes in feeling a little down to coming out and really feeling like her beautiful self.
And is there support groups and so on for family members?
There are. There's support groups called I Can Cope. And those are also through our hospital systems. And, you know, very often, everything is centered, obviously, on the cancer patient, but the caregivers really are taking that big impact as well. So It's very important that everyone works together as a cohesive group.
I know there's so many different cancers. Somebody calls you and they have and there's so many cancer organizations as well. Do you work in collaboration with them? And do you, if somebody has leukemia, for example, or breast cancer, do you also work with those ancillary organizations?
We partner with other organizations as needed. And certainly if there's certain things that they do that we don't do, we will send someone to another organization. Gilda's Club happens to be a particular organization that we partner with often. They have some bereavement groups. We don't really do bereavement groups. So we will send them over to Gilda's Club.
Now, I'm assuming that these kinds of services, just because somebody may be sitting in Delray Beach listening to our show today, we don't want them to think it's only in Broward. These services are available in other communities as well?
Of course there are. There's an American Cancer Society in every area, so Palm Beach County, Miami-Dade, Broward, all throughout the United States. There's a local unit.
And there's folks there to help.
Absolutely.
There's also something Gail said earlier that I think is important to bring out, that if, you know, Jane had more intervention earlier, if somebody just has a melanoma removed or something, would it make sense for them to call the Cancer Society and get more education about preventative measures?
Absolutely. Prevention is the key. Early detection and prevention is really the key to saving lives. That's why the American Cancer Society puts out specific guidelines for different cancer testings, such as melanoma, prostate cancer, breast cancer. So it's very, very important that everybody sees their doctor and get preventative medicine.
Now, Cancer Society, when I think about the Cancer Society, I always think about research, but you're talking a lot about patient services. Is there still a research component?
There's a very large research component. We are number two behind the federal government in terms of research for cancer. We have funded over 46 Nobel laureates very early in their career who have gone on to do really every major cancer breakthrough, from the pap smear to tamoxifen and such. So currently we have ongoing clinical trials that are funded through the American Cancer Society down in the University of Miami and also throughout the state of Florida, across the nation as well.
So if someone contributes to the American Cancer Society, is the money used locally? Does it go to these national programs? I mean, how is that done?
The money is used how it is needed. So yes, some monies will be going to research and some monies will be going right back into the community to fund the patient services here. One of the services that I didn't really talk about before are our children's services, and that's our ROC programs. And ROC stands for Reaching Out to Cancer Kids. We're very proud to send over 200 children to summer camp in Eustis, Florida, Camp Boggy Creek. Mm-hmm. And we also have children out on scholarships, as well as a ROC family weekend. So really, really important work for the children.
Are we making progress?
We're making terrific progress. You know, going back to myself, a breast cancer diagnosis years ago could have been a death sentence. And this year it is a treatable disease. So we are making very, very great inroads in cancer. Of course, we're still searching for the cure. And that's why we still need funds to help us for that. But we are making very great advances.
And for those of you who can't see Tracy, she's gorgeous and vibrant and doing well, I assume.
Thank you. Yes.
And, you know, that gives us a good place to break, because we're going to talk about a way that people who are listening today can find out about ways that they can help in our next segment. You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today we're speaking with representatives of the American Cancer Society and specifically the Melanoma Moonwalk and the Full Moon Party. For more information, please visit the website at cancer.org or call 954-200-7516. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Two kids, one paycheck, but I'm still going to send them to college. With Sam, I can.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Making ends meet on a tight budget, coping with job loss, struggling with overwhelming credit card bills. Whatever your financial challenge, with Sam, you can. Sam is smart about money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. From everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, just remember, Sam, I can. SamICan.org.
I'm going to feel in control again. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit SamICan.org.
Welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. We've been speaking to representatives from the American Cancer Society, and Gail Butler's back to talk to us about a very unique event that she dreamed up called the Melanoma Moonwalk. Gail, what is that?
Well, I don't mean to make light of anything, but there are so many events for other kinds of cancer. You know, Susan G. Komen, Breast Cancer Walk, Unit Save the Tatas. I love that one. And I just said, gosh, sunny South Florida, there isn't an event for melanoma. And I called up Tracy at the Cancer Society, and I said, what is the color of cancer? And she said, it's purple. So we came up with the color that we're using for the invitation. But I think wine had something to do with this. I was sitting there thinking, I said, well, she can't get in the sun, Jane can't get in the sun anymore, not just because she has melanoma, but because it would dilute the medicine she's taking. And she used to love the beach, so I thought, well, the moon. Okay, we can't have a walk in the sun, we'll have a moonwalk. And we decided to have it during a full moon because it would just be prettier on the beach. And then we decided to crown her as the queen of the full moon. So on Monday, May 7th at the Pelican Grand Hotel, which is on Fort Lauderdale Beach, it's 2000 North Ocean Boulevard. And I'm a co-chair along with Chris Madsen, who's with MAD for Marketing. And we're putting this together. It's at 7 o'clock, reception and registration. The walk, we just walk down the beach in our bare feet down to almost Sunrise Boulevard from the Pelican Grand is between Oakland Park and Sunrise Boulevard on A1A, and then back. And we have raffle prizes. We'll crown Jane about 8:30 at night and then draw lots of raffle prizes. Just a very simple, fun evening outside under the full moon.
What is the cost to participate?
$65 per person, but we also need sponsors. So so you can do any amount you want, but mm-hmm. Each ticket is $65.
Is this one of these pledge walks or just you?
No, you know, this is a first-time effort, and right. I would have to say, I don't want to say I threw this together, but we certainly, I wanted it to happen as quickly as possible. And so next year when we do it, maybe we do it in a different site, mm-hmm. we can only have 120 people, but you can still donate if you want to donate to this project.
And the money will go to anything?
The American Cancer Society.
Will it be specifically earmarked for melanoma?
We don't,
programs?
No, it won't. It will go towards research that's needed, and it will go towards services for the patients of Broward County.
And so you'll do raffles, you'll do the thing. Is there another event associated with this walk?
No, it's the walk and the full moon party.
Okay, so the party is
the crowning.
Yes, it's the crowning.
So she'll be crowned.
Okay. And we have a calypso band. We have a special moon mojito drink that we can have. But this is a first-time event, so
right.
Come, enjoy, and then come
with
back
only
next
120
year.
Spots, we better hurry up.
Yeah. Well, more people can walk, but there's the room only holds 100.
And what are the
people.
Sponsorship opportunities for somebody who wants to be a part of that? What?
For $1,000, you can sponsor anything you want. You can sponsor the band, you can sponsor the ballet, you can sponsor the special moon mojito.
There's going to be a ballet.
A valet.
Not a ballet. Like a ballet. A moonwalk ballet. That you should do that.
We also have the 2012 birthday ball. And Tracy, tell us why you call it the birthday ball.
Well, the American Cancer Society is the official sponsor of birthdays, so we are having a birthday party. And as soon as you become, as soon as you're diagnosed, you are a survivor, day one. And what we do is we celebrate birthdays. So this year we are honoring Dr. Fred Lippmann, the Chancellor of the Health Professions Division at Nova Southeastern University, along with Ron Bergeron. And we have our Survivor of the Year, Ross Sabbath, who is our Weston Relay for Life event chair, who has a fabulous story as well. So the birthday ball is being held on May 12th at Gulfstream Park at the Sportive Kings Theater. And it is 300 plus of Broward County's finest. And we're very, very excited to kick that off this year.
So these are two great opportunities for folks to support the efforts of the American Cancer Society to honor someone who's given so much to our community, your friend Jane, and to really get involved and help as a community to stop cancer.
And when I was talking about the different medicines that they've come up with because of research of the American Cancer Society, it really is a miracle that the BRAF that I was talking about before, if you have a certain mutant in the gene, this is brand new, and there'll be something else next year, maybe, and there'll be something else the year after that, and maybe we will find a cure. So you can still donate to the American Cancer Society, even if you don't attend or donate to either of these two events.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this information with us, and hope that the community will get involved. You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today, we've been talking with representatives of the American Cancer Society and specifically the Melanoma Moonwalk and Full Moon Party. For more information on these terrific events and a terrific organization, please visit the website at cancer.org or call 954-200-7516. For Ellen Shulman, this is Ezra Krieg, thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, Senior Consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Shulman, President of Ellen Shulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.